Listen in to the Community Connection Show with Alan Collier every Wednesday from midday to 2pm, where local community groups let you know what's happening right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
We had Tony D'Souza on with us before, and now we've got Angie. Now, I'm not 100% how this all works, but anyway, Each has put us on to her. As you all know, we have Each once a month. But Angie's with Partners in Wellbeing, and she's a consultant. She's actually out of Geelong, which surprised me. But anyway, welcome, Angie.
Hello. Thank you for having me here today.
Now, one of the things you want to – oh, it's a pleasure to have you. One of the things that we want to talk about is it's about mental health, isn't it, and what you can do. Is it to help the individual, or is it mainly for business people?
Well, this particular program, the Partners in Wellbeing, it's a Victorian-based organisation, and it's got a hotline that anyone can call, and there's certain times of the day. It's sort of 9 to 10 during the week and 9 to 5 on the weekend. But it's an amazing free service that anyone can call. If you just need some wellbeing coaching, or you just need to chat away with someone about what might be troubling you in your life, I mean, a big part of it is aimed towards small businesses, because initially that was it was set up to support those going through such a hard time in COVID. So they have financial counselling, free financial counselling as well for the small businesses. So it really is something that anyone can access, and it's just amazing to think that our communities have so many great options for free support. So there's no need for anyone to be struggling or going through things on their own when you know, and I think some people can find it hard to reach out and ask for help initially. So this is a really great way to break down those barriers and talk, you know, to someone that you don't know who they are. It's all confidential, and you can sort of ease yourself into help seeking if you've never done it before.
All right, so I'm a small businessman, and COVID's done me over, and I'm in a bit of a bad way. If I make the phone call, which people should get a pen and paper ready, and about 5 to 2, we'll give them all the contact details, how you can ring. Am I likely to be discussing the business, or is it going to be more discussing me, Alan Collier, and what I can do for my mental health, or am I going to get some help with counselling from a business?
Well, you can ring up and specify what it is that you really need.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you don't know, then the professional will guide you through to work out what it is you need specifically. So if it's more financial counselling, they'll put you onto the right person, and they can really work through, you know, what's your present situation financially with the business, and analyse it and work out strategies to maybe help you take steps in recovering things, or put you in contact with the right people, whether it's to do with the banks, or they're just there as that backbone to really help, you know, a lot of these businesses have gone through such a hard time, and sometimes the anxiety is so high that it's hard to think straight and know what move do I make next in terms of saving my business, or even knowing when it's time to call it quits, as hard as that can be. But having that person you can constantly check in with and bounce things off, it's just knowing that person is there for you. And there's no limit to it. There's no times. You don't get cut off or after a certain amount of time talking to them. So it's, if you rang up and the counsellor could hear that you were more so struggling in terms of mental health, that's when they would guide you more towards the wellbeing side of things and really unpack that and let you explore what you're feeling and experiencing and how you could potentially get on top of all of that with some great strategies.
All right, so I ring today and I get a counsellor, and it might, well, I don't say it's you, but it could be someone, we'll say it's Angie. And I talk to Angie and I tell her all my problems, and Angie says, oh, well, I think you should try this and you should try that. So is that the end of it? Or if I make another phone call next week, am I going to get Angie again, or am I going to get a whole variety of people over a period of phone calls?
Yes, that is a very good question. my role within this organisation is, well, as you say, I work at the Geelong Chamber of Commerce as their mental health consultant. So my role is a little bit different to being on the phone.
Well, let's pull Angie out. That was probably a bad example. So I ring out, I get Susie. Susie answers the phone and we go through it all. Do I then have the ability to get back to Susie, or do I just every time I ring get someone different?
Yeah, my understanding is, and I could be wrong, so if forgive me if I am wrong, Alan, but it's my understanding is that you can get that booking with that same person, depending if they're working on the days that you need to chat, but they would keep the records of what you've discussed so that it could be accessed. But, so that would take you through things like, I mean, that for people that are help-seeking for the first time, they may not know whether it's anxiety or depression or stress or what they're feeling, but some of the signs to look out for in general, if people are listening in and just wondering, you might be experiencing a low mood, you might be feeling overwhelmed, you might have a lack of energy, you might be feeling hopeless, you might be feeling fearful or nervous or just worrying
a
lot. Not sleeping, that's a big one. Avoiding social interactions and even thoughts of self-harm. And that can be, you know, people can have these awful thoughts of wanting to do bad things, but it doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to ever act on them. It just can mean that you're feeling really overwhelmed. And those sort of signs, if you hear that list and think, yeah, look, I do relate to a lot of them, that's when it's time to take some action. And it's not, you don't want to let things build, because speaking from personal experience, having gone through a terrible time in my 20s with anxiety and depression, I wanted to just pretend like it wasn't happening to me. I could feel these horrendous feelings and I just thought, nope, this can't get the better of me. I'm a strong person. This won't beat me. But the more I tried to hide it and it spiraled and then panic attacks set in and it was panicking about panicking and it just went on and on. And by the end, I couldn't hide it anymore because I was that anxious all the time that I couldn't eat very well because I just didn't feel hungry because I was so anxious. So my anxiety turned to depression because I just couldn't get on top of it. So after hitting that rock bottom, I thought, well, the lesson in this is to speak up early, because if I had have sought help early, I would have never got to the terrible stage that I got to, which was really hard to come back out of. So I had to learn a lot of strategies and understand my mind and emotions and how I got to that place, such a severe place that I didn't need to go to had I known about the signs to look out for and the help to seek early.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I have with me Angie, and she's from Partners in Wellbeing. We're talking about all sorts of opportunities for particularly small business people to get involved, and particularly if they're starting to get into a bit of a problem. Angie, we don't want to pry into your life because your life is your life and we're not here to put you on the spot. But you mentioned yourself that you had some mental health problems along the line. Are you prepared to tell us a bit about that, please?
Yeah, of course. I think it's really important for people to have these open conversations, because I know when I was feeling depressed and anxious really severely, I was so ashamed and so embarrassed. And it was when I would read or hear about other people that were being honest about their mental health and that they were struggling, that's the only time I thought, oh, maybe other people feel these feelings, and maybe maybe I'm not as crazy as I feel like I am internally. So I think it's really important that we normalise these conversations, and I think we've come a long way in terms of that already. I'd like to think it's as we get to the point of, you know, talking about we've got a bit of a cold, we've got a bit of anxiety, you know, it should just be such an easy conversation. And I think if a lot of people are honest, they will have suffered at some point in your life. It's pretty hard to get through life unscathed with everything that's thrown at us, particularly at the moment, don't you think, Alan?
Well, yeah, and I don't know whether you heard the interview before, but I was talking to a doctor and about prostate cancer. Now, people are prepared to talk about that, but mental health seems to be something they don't want to talk about. Angie, do you know what caused it, or was there a particular reason?
Yeah, I think it was just a point in my life where things, it was like a combination of things, a relationship breakdown, a career that wasn't going as planned. I was in the entertainment industry. I've always been in the entertainment industry, and I guess it always has ups and downs. It's never a stable career.
What part of the entertainment industry were you in, Angie?
I've always been a singer, so I had a recording contract back then when all this happened. And I've been in TV as a presenter and producer in more recent years. So, I was...
What name did you sing under, Angie?
My name is Angie Hilton, but I was in a pop group back then when I was in my 20s, and that was called Sirens for BMG Records.
So called who? Sirens.
Sirens.
S-I-R-E. Yeah.
All right. ENS, yeah. Look, don't go Googling it. It's very cheesy pop. I don't even think you'll find it. But we did have a record contract, and it was one of those things, I had these dreams, got the record contract, and nothing went as I thought it would go. And I didn't realise the industry and what it would... what would be involved in trying to make a career out of it and actually get paid rather than just do it for fun. So I think it was about 27, and life really just hit me. I could see all my friends settling down, having kids, getting married, buying houses, and I'm like, oh, I'm still in this entertainment industry that's really hard to survive. So it was a combination of things, and I had my first panic attack, and I didn't know what it was, but it was terrifying. Just this feeling that it's very hard to describe. It feels so intense, like almost out-of-body feeling. Your heart's racing. You feel like you can't breathe. You feel like you're in a spin. And anyway, so I came through that and thought, oh, what just happened to me? And then I realised what it was. And then it became the panic about having another panic attack. So I was constantly in this state of fight or flight, where your adrenaline's just surging all the time, afraid of this feeling. And it's simply a feeling.
More afraid of the feeling than what could happen, is it?
Yeah. And that feeling, they talk about it being, something from caveman days, where we had to run from the tiger. That's how they often describe it.
Yeah, flight or something, isn't it?
Yeah, fight or flight, flight or freeze. Yeah. That was, I think, the constant feeling every day of feeling anxious just wore me down, and I just thought, how can I, this can't get the better of me, but it just kept getting the better of me, and by that stage it turned to depression, I now know, because I just felt all my thoughts were turning negative. I felt sad and teary all the time. And I was just so embarrassed. I just didn't want anyone to know. So it really took for me to get...
Why were you embarrassed, Angie?
Well, no one was talking about it back then. Nobody was saying anything really much about anxiety. And this is probably 20 years ago. So it just feels like a shameful secret, like, oh, if they knew how I was feeling on the inside, they would think I'm crazy, or they just wouldn't understand.
Or think of you as a lesser person?
Yeah, maybe, or incapable. As soon as I did start speaking up, you realise, people start to open up in return, and you realise it feels like pretty much everyone you talk to has experienced it or knows someone really closely who experienced it. And when it turned to depression, that's when I forced myself to go to the doctor. And I remember the lady I'd never seen before, and she told me, this is you are depressed, you need to start taking some medication. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's come to this that I need to take medicine to make me happy. So for me, it felt like, oh, this is such a terrible thing.
Do you feel but like that was a failure on your behalf?
Yeah, that's right. But now I think, oh, how fortunate are we to have medication to help in these situations? And someone at the time told me chemicals and counselling. So chemicals, the medication to help give me that boost to start working on the counselling side of things. So I had to really unpack, why did that happen to me? Why is this happening to me? What's led to this, and how can I get out of it? How can I stay out of it? So I did a lot of work with therapists, counsellors, psychologists, lots of people. But I was, more than anything, I think the crucial part was understanding how I spoke to myself. In my, you know, everyone has this inner voice that often just goes off by itself all day, every day. Yep. And most of the time we're not really paying a lot of attention to our thoughts in general. So when I stopped, it's cognitive behavior therapy, when I stopped and listened to what I was saying to myself, I thought, no wonder I feel so terrible. I'm really mean to myself. I mean, I wouldn't speak to my worst enemy the way I was speaking to
anyone
myself.
Else.
Yeah, that's fine. It was so mean. Yeah. And so that awareness allowed me to really stop and challenge myself. When I'd hear myself being perfectionistic, I would be, come on, you know, you have to develop your own cheerleader internally, someone that's really how you'd want to speak to your best friend if they were in a time of trouble. You've got to develop that caring voice inside your head. So that was a big revelation to
Did you expect too much from yourself?
Oh, yeah. I think that's... I think a lot of people that suffer anxiety are often perfectionistic and high achievers, and they tend to be just hard on themselves in general. But they, most of the time, they don't even realize they're doing it. So it's not until someone points it out to you, oh, you're being so mean to yourself. Why are you doing that? Or you end up in a hole through depression or anxiety. That's when you actually have to look at how it happened and prevent it from happening
again.
Angie,
I've got to take another quick break.
Yep.
And we'll be back with more. But I do say thank you for being so open. I mean, it is a subject that a lot of people suffer from. And I think the more we can talk about it, it's not a track that I was planning on going down this afternoon, but I think the more that we can talk about it, we don't want people out there suffering alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is things that people can do.
Lots of things.
I think you've been very brave, but we'll be back with
thank
more.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks.
Okay.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. I've just had a bit of a lapse here on something I've done wrong on the computer. But anyway, I'll fix it up. Oh, thanks, Greg. Greg fixed it up. Let's not worry about that. Angie, look, I've got to say to you, look, I really appreciate what you said. I think you were very, very brave to tell us that much about yourself. Many people would do it.
I don't even see it as brave. I just think I'm so passionate about that these conversations have to become normal. I don't see it as a, I don't see it as a bad thing anymore. In fact, having gone through that experience, I think the amount of growth that came out of it and change in my life for the better, it's almost like I wouldn't change anything, even though it was awful to go through.
I think you're very brave, Angie. Anyway, look,
thank you.
Let's get back onto what we're talking about. But it does segue into it very well, because you were talking about depression and those sorts of things. Look, and I can understand that businesses have been open, they've been shut, and we're not here to discuss lockdowns. I don't want to get into politics. That's something that the show doesn't do. But, I mean, they've been there, they've been shut down, and now we're starting to find that some of these people just are having trouble getting back with businesses. The businesses are just not, they can't get the staff. They haven't got the people to do it. So I don't know how business survives. I mean, obviously they do, and that's a bit of a silly thing to say. But I can understand a person owning, particularly a small business, maybe franchises, you know, in I don't want to sort of pick on business, but if you were in a shopping centre and you've got a small business, you've probably got your house on the line, you've got your future. I mean, if anything goes wrong, you lose your house. And they've got personal guarantees. So it's not hard to understand how a person would wind up in that sort of problem, is there?
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important that people know that these free services are out there to help them, because it, when you're going through such a tricky, tricky time, you can't do it alone. You have to seek help. I would say for most people, whether that's your family and friends, you have to be able to get everything off your chest that you're going through, because what's that old adage, a problem shared is a problem halved. And I think it's so important. And the fact that programs like the Partners in Wellbeing are out there, just a phone call away, it's all confidential, it's all private, and it's just a way of understanding, you know, what you're going through, just putting it out there. Someone will reflect things back to you and may help you see it in a different way that you hadn't thought of, and offer hope and offer strategies. And maybe, I mean, a lot of the things that we talk about in wellbeing are around self-care and how people are looking after themselves. I mean, if you stop and think about it, and this is a question people sometimes get a bit stumped by, but when you stop and think, what do you, like for you, for example, Ellen, if I asked you, what do you do just for yourself for fun? Is that an easy thing for you to answer?
Well, I do. It is fairly easy because I also run a rock and roll show here on every second Sunday, and that is real fun. I mean, I love the music from the 50s and 60s.
You're a big music fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love the 50s and 60s. It'd be too old for you, and you'd think, oh, what
I remember. Love that stuff. Oh, I think
so. That to me is a real fun, apart from a lot of other things that I do as well. But
yeah. Well, that's awesome that you can answer that so easily, because some people, right, and especially hard, like business workers, if they have their own business, sometimes they work night and day and they forget to schedule in fun. Yeah. And it's so important. I've got a great mental health consultant I work with who talks about, her name's Kate Meadows, and she talks about back pocket optimism. And that is having two things in your back pocket to look forward to. And so that might be a getaway. It could be as simple as catching up with a mate. It could be going to the beach, but always having two things to look forward to. So if you're working hard, you know, you can stop and think, well, I'm working hard for a reason, because I want to do that. I want to go on that little weekend getaway, or I want to go out for dinner with a friend, but always having that something to look forward to.
Which is a good idea.
Yeah, and the basics, I guess, for people who may not have had psychology or counselling or anything at all, the main things, if people are keeping an eye on things like, and we all know it, and it's just keeping it as a routine, but getting that bit of exercise, getting into nature, making time to relax, whether that's having a bath or if you can meditate. There's so many great guided meditations out there if you haven't tried it before. You know, there's clean eating. The food we eat does affect our mental health. There's lots of scientific studies done on that now. So if we're eating like rubbish, then we're going to feel like rubbish. And then the most important thing, which I touched on before, is listening to how we speak to ourselves, because that little mind of ours is so tricky. It's just going off all the time.
It plays a lot of tricks, doesn't it?
It does.
Angie, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 2:15, and Angie didn't think we'd get going more than about 5 minutes, so we're 3/4 of an hour into it, Angie.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realise I could talk this much.
Well, there you go. And Angie's with Partners in Wellbeing, and we're talking about available things for available mentoring. I shouldn't say things, particularly for business people, but I guess if Mr. or Mrs. Rang up, they would still be able to get some help. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. So the Partners in Wellbeing program is for anyone in Victoria. So you can call up and speak to a trained professional counsellor for as long as you want, as many times as you want. It's just a wonderful service. It's untimed, so you can have a listening ear that can give you great guidance for as long as you like. So, and we will give the number whenever you want me to give the number, Alan, but I think you want that at the end of the show.
Yeah, we will at about 5 to 2. It'll just give people time to get their get their pens and pencils. Angie, have you found that there's been a big increase in calls to the service since COVID? Or how long is it? The service hasn't been going very long, has it?
Now you're asking me the tricky questions, Alan. Oh, my gosh. I can't say. I joined the team in June.
You're only a newbie.
I'm a newbie, yes. So I joined in the peak body of Geelong Chamber of Commerce. So that's who I work for specifically. I'm out there dealing with the small businesses of Geelong, going to chat with them, have coffees and check on their well-being and promote this 1300 number for the partners in well-being. So I basically check on them and say, hey, these are the people you should speak to if you want to take things a bit further to get some free counselling. So I don't work for the hotline itself. So I just pass the number on and say they're excellent.
That's the way to be. You pass it on. Angie, can I ask, it is a phone service, isn't it? Like if a person rings up, then you don't invite them in for any. There's no upfront counselling, is there?
Absolutely. No, it's not. There's no face-to-face involved with that particular service, which I think a lot of people, when they're new to help seeking, quite like that anonymity. Yep. So you can call up and they don't need to know your details. They can just, if you rang up, Alan, and you were saying, I've never sought help before, but I'm feeling these feelings. It could be, it might be anxiety. I've never been diagnosed. It could be depression. I've never been diagnosed. And you can chat away to this caring person on the other end who will give you some ideas of where you might be sitting on your stress levels or anxiety or depression levels. And then they might say to you, look, Alan, it sounds like you're really, it's quite advanced. I really recommend you going to your GP or maybe chatting to a psychologist.
I was just going to ask you that. Do you refer them to other people? But do you refer them to Joe Blow or to an actual person, or do you just say, look, I think you should go and see a GP or you should see this?
Absolutely. Yes, I think the strategy would be that they'll explore all avenues, just talking through wellbeing coaching and see if there's some great things that they can implement with your self-care strategies and just awareness of how you're thinking and feeling. But if the person on the counselling person on the other end thinks, oh, this is actually quite advanced, they would be suggesting, let's go to your GP first of all, maybe get a referral to a psychologist. Or there is another great website, which we can talk about at the end as well. It's called someone.health, and they are actually bulk billed telehealth psychologists. So they're a great free service as well, because I think in COVID a lot of people have found it hard to get into psychologists because they were so heavily booked up. So just knowing what your options are, and some people, finances can be tricky. So if there are free services to take advantage of, you want to have all the numbers or all the websites, available at your hand.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're at 7 minutes to two and we've been talking to Angie, and Angie is involved with the Partners in Wellbeing, mainly for small business people if they're suffering from stress, both financial and personal. And nobody would be surprised at if they were at the moment feeling that way, because it's been a pretty couple of tough years, and for some of the businesses, they've got the ability to trade back, but unfortunately, they don't have any staff, so that's another problem. So they can't get back. But anyway, Angie, if you could first of all give us the contact details for people to get in touch with this group, it would be fantastic. Yep. And any website, Facebook, or anything else.
Yep. Great. Okay, so it's the Partners in Wellbeing program, and the website is partnersinwellbeing.org.au.
That's Partners in
Wellbeing.org.au. And their phone number is 1300 375 330.
Could you give us that again, please?
Yep, that's 1300 375 330.
Yep.
And the Partners in Wellbeing program, they do offer small business support. So it's free, confidential, financial, business and emotional support. And so that's really great. You can specify that you want financial financial advice or financial support, but they also, Partners in Wellbeing, also do wellbeing coaching. So if you're just feeling a little bit out of sorts, a bit stressed, maybe anxious or depressed, these are the great people just to pick up the phone and just it's all confidential. It's no face-to-face. You can remain anonymous and you can just let, you know, have this caring ear on the other end of the phone, help you sort through what you're feeling and thinking in these challenging times. So they're great. They're open. That hotline is available for Victorians. That's 10 a.m. till 5 daily and 10 till 12, I think, on the weekends. I'll just have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure that I'm right. And the other one that I'd like to mention too is sometimes it could be really hard to get into psychologists when you need to step it up a level. But there's a great website. It's called someone.health. And what they do, so someone.health, and that website puts you in touch with psychologists who will do telehealth, but they bulk bill. So it's
That's terrific.
Yeah, you don't often hear of great psychologists bulk billing. So this is a really exciting one to have up your sleeve if you need it. And the telehealth gives you that, you know, that privacy of being able to be in your own home if you want to and just in a relaxed space. And their number is 1-800-491-556. Yep. So that's 1-800-491-556.
Yeah, and of course... to go to a psychologist, if it's going to cost money, if the person is already under financial stress, as some of these business owners could be, it only adds another problem to it, doesn't it?
Absolutely right. Yeah. So, and I try to get people to learn from my mistakes. Don't let these feelings spiral down. You want to nip it in the bud, get help early, and there's so many strategies you can learn to stay on top of your mental health. I always say, don't take your happiness for granted. You got to work on it.
And I guess the longer you let it go on, the harder it's going to be to get out of it too, isn't it?
100%. So share with a friend. If calling the hotline is not your thing, just talk to a friend. Just talk to anyone because you'll be that same person for them in return. And when you open up, people tend to open up in return. So,
Angie, one of the things, and I don't want to quickly running out of time, so I haven't got time to do it. But one of the things that maybe we could talk to you later on again too, it's very easy for a person to say, are you okay? We have, are you okay, Dave? Mm. Are you okay?
Yeah.
But what does the person do when the person says, no, I'm not? And it's no good just saying, oh, well, I asked a question and walked on. Yeah. You need to, first of all, listen to the answer, but then you need to do something about it too, don't you?
That's such a great point, Alan, and that's why I think it's great as friends or relatives if we all have something like this hotline in our phone to be able to say when someone says that, say, hey, there's this great service, give them a call. It's free and confidential, but you need to encourage them to seek help, even just to go to their GP and have a really good checkup, because sometimes people might be missing signs in their physical state that are causing things like anxiety and depression. So really encourage that help seeking, because if someone's honest enough with you to say, hey, I'm not actually doing that well, don't let it go. If you've given them the number, then you've done your bit. If you've passed on some information.
I guess when you ask that question, you're hoping the person's going to say, yes, I'm all right. But if they're not and you do nothing about it, then they're... I suppose it validates a bit them feeling bad anyway.
Yes, they might think, well, why would I bother telling anyone if I get that kind of response? And then they bottle it up again. So, really good point.
Angie, look, it's been terrific having you. I think you're a very brave lady to have told us as much as you have.